Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. How are you?
I'm great, man. No problems. Yeah, like the hood up or hood down?
Can you hear your headphones?
I hear just fine, yeah.
I think it looks good. It's all about the Twitch stream, right?
Yeah.
What do people on there vote?
No, you tell me. Hood up or hood down? You vote at twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo.
How's life?
It's great, man.
Are you excited?
Chiefs got Hollywood Brown.
Chiefs got Hollywood Brown.
I don't know that he's a great wide receiver, but he has a great name,
and that's why
I like it.
Exactly.
He's goddamn Hollywood Brown.
There's something to that.
All right, so I say I don't know if he's a great receiver, right?
They act like he's good.
He's the best receiver we have with the Chiefs,
mm-hmm.
Right? So what I'm saying is I don't know that he's Mike Evans, who was available earlier, but the Chiefs are a better team today than they were yesterday. Well, the Chiefs are a better team today than they were when they won the Super Bowl. Think about that.
Right.
So,
and wasn't there some discussion? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but from the way I was reading things, people didn't know for sure that the Chiefs were even going to try and get a veteran receiver.
No. Like, you know, because can keep Rashi Rice, who seems like he could be legit. Receivers, you know, can go up and down. You don't know. But so far, looks like this guy can play, right?
Yeah.
You're going to have draft is receiver deep. And there's a ton of people who know more about pro football than me, but not a lot of people who know more about, well, just life in general and college football.
That's right.
This draft class is receiver deep. There are great receivers that are going to drop to the end of the second. The Chiefs are going to be able to get a great receiver. They can have two young guys in Hollywood Brown and then, you know, whoever else.
So they can literally just wait. They don't have to worry about
Up to get a... Marvin Harrison Jr., he's going to go three. Yeah. I mean, you know. But I think there's guys that could be better than Marvin Harrison Jr. who are going to drop.
Guys that you think they could be better because you've watched them play so much college football?
Yes.
Are there guys that come to mind?
Well, I mean, I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to go three. I don't know where these other guys are going to go. Rome Odunze, you know.
Where do you play?
Washington.
Okay.
They got two or three receivers. They got the two kids from Texas that can really play.
Okay.
Like, there's why I think Keon Coleman from Florida State.
Okay.
He's slow, but he may be the best out of all of them. And he could drop to them.
He's slow, but he might be the best. Just at catching the ball, making
catching
big
the
catches,
ball, making big plays, 50-50 drives, running okay. great routes. He is a stud. When I say slow compared to guys running 4.240s. He's not slow.
Okay. Just you know. Not known for his speed.
And I don't think Rome will fall that low either in XG Dream on our Twitch channel. I don't think he will either, but I'm just saying that's another wide receiver that's going to go that frees up these other guys. You see what I'm saying? So if there's one to two to three wide receivers that go in the top 20, that's good for the Chiefs because I think this receiver pool is 7, 8, 9 deep.
So then what do the Chiefs have left to do? You got the big deal done. I mean, that was all the talk, right, for weeks.
For Chris Jones.
You got that done.
What happened with L'Jarius Sneed?
That's still up in the air, right? We don't
know
for
so.
Sure. The last I saw something about it was either yesterday or day before, so maybe someone on Twitch knows.
Right.
But that was one of those unknowns.
Right.
But the other unknown
and it sounded
was,
like he was going to go, but then he said, I heard the other day they said he wanted to be a Chief. So
okay. And then the other unknown was whether or not they would try and get a veteran receiver, which
they did.
That's not an unknown anymore.
They did.
So
and
what's
they can
left?
Get a great rookie wide receiver. I mean, if they want to, I don't know. Maybe they think the room's fine now. I'm not pretending to know more than Andy Reid or Brett Beach. Andy Reid is actually on TV right now.
Oh, he was on,
Coward. I'm watching shows. A replay of that, I guess.
I'm watching your DVR on
okay.
YouTube TV. So where are they weak? What's left to do now?
I still
got a running back.
I still think you got another year with him.
If you got a year, right?
I think until maybe he starts to slow down a little bit. One or two. That doesn't mean he's going to slow down, but, maybe. But I think you got time with him. You got a great running back. He's good, So I wouldn't worry about that right now.
So that's what you meant when you said you think you got another year with him? I thought that you meant that after a year, they wouldn't be able to afford him anymore.
Man, running backs, man, you carry that ball. You know what? Not everybody. We're seeing Derrick Henry playing Lions, Saquon Barkley getting big money. So maybe he can. But, a lot of guys, you carry the ball. I mean, that is a position where you just get hurt, man. You get hurt. And you've kind of avoided it, but it's, common sense would say, okay.
Yeah.
Do we pay this guy a lot of money or do we go find, you hate to say it, but
another
it's business.
One.
Another guy from Rutgers that we don't have to pay that much, that doesn't have 2,000 carries under his belt,
That we can reasonably expect to get without having to trade everything up. Yeah.
So that's it.
It just doesn't
feel
like those
people. I think, you're probably, depending on who's out there, people are going to get pissed. You might. Just if there's someone out there, you might want to start thinking about getting a backup tight end.
Okay.
I'm guessing Kelsey's got a few more years in him, but if there's a good one out there, might be time to look at that. Other than that, I don't know.
Interesting. So that's what we're at, where you're now saying maybe you start looking at some point for a backup tight end. You've got a veteran receiver. You've got a young receiver who you think has been showing
potential.
You
can always go with you cannot have too many defensive backs.
Okay.
I would say that. It is a premium position, and the Chiefs see it, and everybody sees it. When their contracts come up, guys get paid.
Okay.
Because that is the hardest position in football, without a doubt. So, if there's depth there, you need the wide receiver. You handle part of it. I think you need another one. And go get another one that you think can really be good and take a chance on them and try to get, a nickel, try to get somebody to help that backfield. Pick yourself up Mikey Sanistrill. That's my guy.
Who's
Mikey
that?
Sanistrill.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's good. Played for Michigan.
Oh, so that's why he's good.
He's great. He's great.
You've watched him play a lot.
He would fit into the Chiefs great. They would love him.
This is exciting.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, they're really
good.
Did
you think a month ago that the Chiefs?
I'm not saying anyone can replace Kelsey, but if there's somebody somebody who's good, Like there's good tight ends. I don't want to talk about Detroit, but they got a good tight end in the draft. They drafted him high. I wouldn't suggest that the Chiefs do that because you still got Kelsey for a long time. But there's good tight ends out there. No, nobody's going to be as good as Kelsey. Might be three in the history of the game that are as good as him, but that really. Good tight end that can find a hole and help Mahomes out while he's running around with his head on fire.
Yep.
That Mahomes is great, but that is a really good thing. That's why I thought Coleman from Florida State may be the guy to help Mahomes. If they get him, just big guy, runs routes, you know, really good football player. You got Hollywood Brown. He's fast, right? You got fast guys on the team. Maybe instead of getting a tight end, you take that, like, hey, Juju Smith-Schuster, but better.
Okay.
You get him in the draft. And he is better. He's better.
I mean, Kelce is obviously a great receiver. He's a big guy. He's great at making moves. He does amazing things once he's got the ball. But his ability to get open, people try and do it, just to make those plays, that is his that is his everything.
Yeah, just to see it.
He knows he's going to be double teamed, you know, and he can just find a way to get open. And Mahomes knows that.
He knows it.
Mahomes knows
that. Just get somebody else that can. And I'm not saying he may not be in this draft. Maybe in the next years. I don't know.
But it's time, to just look.
Like, is there a guy that we can get on the field, learn from Travis Kelce, learn how to do it? Kelce's going to play as long as he wants. As long as he wants, he's a Hall of Famer and probably go down, if not the best tight end, then top three of all time.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe there's just a guy that can, you know. Mahomes going to play longer than Kelce.
Yeah.
So.
So what about Tommy Townsend going to Texas? I saw that. Why do they do that?
I think he's a free agent, right?
Is that one of those? It's always felt like one of those positions, though, that even if you have the best. I remember there was a time when Colquitt was the punter, and everyone said he's the best punter in the NFL. Yeah. But even with that being said, week in and week out, I never felt like the team thought, we got to do everything we can to make sure that we keep this guy. Didn't mean they didn't want to keep him.
Right.
But it does feel like, now, we know how important place kickers are and how important punters are.
Sure.
But that punting position, boy, if there's ever a job where if you're injured a week and you watch someone else doing your job that you think, God,
I think it came back to kick Detroit in the ass in the playoffs, but I think there's a similar mentality there in the sense that the Chiefs don't have to have a great punter because they don't punt. Mm. And now they don't punt because they score. And while the Lions' offense was good, they don't punt because Dan Campbell ain't punting.
Right.
Right? Like, we don't punt. It. So they're like, well, that's why they didn't have a good goal kicker, because they're like, we're going to go for it. Now, that ended up kicking them in their ass because they didn't get it. And, you know, and people were like, oh, we should have kicked a field goal. I'm like, yeah, you guys didn't watch the Lions every week. Their field goal kicker is, I'm not sure he's a field goal kicker, right? Right. I mean, they didn't use him.
Right.
So, you know, but I think, so probably punter for a team like the Chiefs is not the highest of priority.
No, and when you're a free agent and suddenly your price goes up.
Exactly. The Chiefs can pay him, but they're like, well, we don't need the best punter in the league.
Yep.
We need a better than average punter, and if Texas, you guys probably need a good punter.
Yeah.
So, you know, go pay him.
Makes sense. I always thought you were going to teach your kids to punt the ball.
I wanted to. Neither one of them will do it.
Punt or kick the ball. You know, one or the other. I don't know which is harder, but practice both. Figure out which one you're better at. Because most of those guys don't start until high school, it seems like.
Yeah.
They don't even figure. I was playing soccer, and then someone said I was good at kicking the ball. And you're like, kid, Lord.
I told my oldest, you know, because, you know, he's always in the weight room, and they're always asking him to play. I'm like, yo, just learn to kick. He's
just
like, I'm not going to kick. I'm like, just tell them you'll kick.
Right. Just practice.
Just go kick.
While you're young.
Right.
Practice. Because plenty of these guys end up in the NFL and they didn't even start kicking until high school. So just do it. Just learn. Imagine if you train your kids since they're little and that's all they do. You get a couple Colquitts is what
you get. I can't get that oldest one to play football, man. I can't get him.
Yeah, it's surprising.
I know.
I mean,
he was in the weight room the other day, 225 five times. I'm like, dude, you're 5'10".
Yeah.
225 five times.
Yeah.
You're 16.
He could kick your ass.
Go play the defensive line.
Right.
Like, go do that and push some of those big kids around. Like, go do it.
And they want him to play.
Because you're lower to the ground, like, you can get leverage. Like, you know, go do that.
And do the coaches want him to play? Aren't they
he's always asking him.
Yeah.
He's finally given up. Because I talked to him, I said, yeah, man, you know, I'm trying to get him to play that D-line. He's like, I just want to see him hit dingers this year. That's it. Like, almost like, I've tried.
This is what he's
doing. I tried for 2 years. He's not doing it.
Yep. Mm. And you know what? You as a dad have to know he's right.
I'm now telling you.
I want him to be a punter.
As the coach, I'm not telling you. He's not playing football, man. Right. We can both stop. The Church of Laszlo. Is it St. Patrick's Day already?
Yeah, this weekend, I think.
Jesus.
Right? Isn't it? What's today? 15th. Yeah, it's Sunday.
Okay.
St. Patrick's Day Sunday. And when I think of St. Patrick's Day, I think of a couple of things. I think of the unofficial first day of spring, but...
St. Patrick's Day Parade.
I think of the parade. And
when I moved here, real quick, I taught Slim Fest, because I've lived everywhere in the country. Not everywhere, but a lot of places. And some said, we have like the third biggest St. Patrick's Day parade in the country. And I'm like, no, you don't. Everybody says they have the third everything. Whenever I've moved anywhere, it'd be the third largest St. Patrick's Day parade, the third largest 4th of July parade, the third largest Thanksgiving Day celebration. And you don't. The reason why you say that is because nobody checks for third. You know who? You can look up and see who has the biggest St. Patrick's Day parade.
Yeah.
And you can look it up. And people, who has the second? A lot of times they'll tell you those two. You start talking about third, they're like, other ones are big in Savannah and wherever else. Like, there's no way to tell. So people just start saying that. I'll tell you what's big here. St. Patrick's Day, third largest in the United States. And I'm like, no, it's not. And so I felt like I broke a young, Slim Fast heart when I told him
that. It was a moment of clarity, a realization. I'd never lived anywhere else. And I was like, oh, you know, I guess we do say that we have the third biggest yes. You know, sometimes the second biggest, but whatever it is, it's always somewhere, you know, one
right.
of. And I'm not so sure that there's any evidence to back
no,
it up. As
there
a matter
isn't.
Of fact, I now have evidence that shows that that is not the case, which I will share with you. But also, it's not just a Kansas City thing, as you've already pointed out.
Yeah, everybody
Every
does
city
it.
Thinks that they are really great at fill in the blank. And it turns out that those blanks are often very similar. I actually
right,
found
sure.
they did a study and figured out what every city thinks they're so great at, or what they think is so great about their city, which means it's probably not so great about their city.
The Church of Laszlo.
What's going on?
Well, I've got an official list here now.
Okay.
The best cities for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, really?
2024. All now, right. when I see a list like that, I think, oh, I know exactly where my city will end
Three.
Up. Yeah. You know, could they have slighted us and put us in fourth?
Maybe.
Did someone overtake? Is something going on in Knoxville that I don't know about?
Right,
I don't
sure.
know, but I'm pretty confident I know where it is. I've heard it my whole life.
So what is it? Let me
guess.
This is
what we discussed earlier. Best cities for St. Patrick's Day celebrations.
In the U.S.
In the U.S. for 2024.
Boston.
That's number one.
Chicago.
That's number two.
Savannah.
That's number three.
Well, that's all I need.
Okay, well, after that, you got Reno. Because I'm like, well, wait, where's Kansas City? They push us down to four. No, Reno, four. Pittsburgh, five. You've lived in Pittsburgh, right?
I don't remember St. Patrick's Day being a big deal.
New York, okay. I'm sure it's great for a lot of
people. I'm sure New York's probably up there for everything.
Worcester, Mass, okay. Buffalo, Tampa, Santa Rosa. Well, that's the top 10 now. Naperville, Illinois, Philadelphia. Oh, speak of the devil, Knoxville right there, 13. Okay. Columbia, South Carolina, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Henderson, Nevada, Syracuse. Wait a second. Las Vegas.
What?
Now I'm running out. I'm out of the top 20 now. New Orleans and Madison. That's the end of the top 20. All right. Maybe a little bit further down here. Dayton, Ohio. St. Paul, Minnesota. Boise. Cleveland. Fort Wayne. Virginia Beach.
Boy.
I don't see it anywhere
There's
where
no Kansas
it should
City?
Be. I don't understand. Now, if I scroll down, here's the really funny thing to me about all of this. If I scroll down a little bit further and I get down to number 43 on the list,
mm-hmm.
Overland Park, Kansas.
Oh, really?
Well, that's interesting because I must have missed Kansas City. Oh, wait. It's higher than Kansas City. Kansas City's 57th on the list.
I don't even know what Overland Park, Kansas
I
does.
Don't either. I don't know. I thought maybe you guys had like Brookside does their parade. I thought maybe you had like an Overland Park parade that I didn't know about.
I really don't know.
Well, apparently it's a better place to celebrate St. Pat's than Kansas City.
Maybe people go to that downtown Overland Park thing? I don't know. I've never done it.
Because Kansas City's 57. KCK is 132. Overland Park is 43. And Olathe, 58.
Wow.
Olathe is 58. So they're saying Olathe, Kansas City, basically the same when it comes to St. Patrick's Day celebrations.
That's weird.
About the same. What's going on in Olathe? I don't know what's happening.
Well,
I don't know
anything that is happening.
Now, these aren't, this is not
best places
saying,
to celebrate.
This is
not
the
parade,
biggest parade, right? They're not measuring it. You know, we've looked those lists up before, though, just so you know, Kansas City is not second or third or fourth on those lists of biggest parades.
Right,
and whether you measure it by how many people attend or how many people actually go in the parade, whatever they're called, paraders. Yeah, no, it's not on those lists. We've checked this. But I did find something that I thought was interesting because, like we said earlier, St. Patrick's Day. Well,
are you doing anything for St. Patrick's Day?
No, I forgot that it was St. Patrick's Day. I don't usually do anything. I mean, it used to be, we used to do stuff for work, right?
Yeah, but it's on a weekend, so we probably wouldn't.
On the weekend, right. And I think even back then when we were doing a lot of stuff, if we were to be broadcasting, I don't think we would have on a weekend.
No, I don't think so.
If they said, like, hey, on St. Patrick's Day is on Sunday, so we want
when
you
we
to go somewhere
started,
we didn't like, oh, I guess we got to go somewhere.
When we first started, we would have.
When we first started, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Like, oh,
about
you want us to wear?
4 years into that, we're like, yeah.
Hey, do we have to do this? And like, well, we'd like it. And we're like, okay, yeah. So that's it? Like, if we don't show up, what happens?
I'd like you to...
Yeah, let's test this. Let's just see what happens. But I found exactly what I was looking for in this guy. What's his name? His name's Mike Cohen. And he works for some newspaper that's associated with USA
sure.
Today. And he wrote an article touching on exactly this topic. The idea that people that live in different cities always think that their city is exceptional in certain ways. Now, that's not to say that you can't say that your city is exceptional. You could even say that your city punches above its weight class or is more than a flyover destination. Things that I've heard growing up in this city my whole life. You hear a lot of those same tropes. But turns out there's a list of things that people say in every city, and it's not just we have one of the biggest St. Patrick's Day parades or it's one of the best places to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I mean, if you put it that way, then I guess you could say it's true because, sure, it is one of the places to celebrate. But when you start saying it's the third biggest parade or the fourth biggest parade,
I'm on Twitch and people are like, those lists suck. They're not real.
Right, of course.
So,
Twitch, I want to know, do you actually think that there is something exceptional, and I enjoy the parade in Kansas City, been to it many times. It seems like everyone's in a laid-back mood. The cops are getting along with the public. I like
it.
It
doesn't mean it's bad. It just means it doesn't, everybody says it's third. Like, it's not third.
I'm curious if you think, and please tell me it's something
I did look up, and I want to go over your list real quick, but because people were complaining, I did look up the biggest parades.
Yes,
so
we've done
this
before,
attendance,
too.
Uh-huh. And with the biggest amount of people in the parade.
Yeah.
Number one, New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Chicago. Number three, Boston.
Yep.
Number four, Savannah.
Hmm.
Number five, San Antonio.
Hmm.
Number six, New Orleans. Number seven, Atlanta. Hmm. Number eight, Philadelphia. Number nine, Denver. And number 10, Detroit.
Where was Kansas City?
It's not there.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah, I remember us looking that up because I was a little surprised to see that Boston wasn't the biggest, but then it makes sense. You're going, okay, well, there's a lot more people in New York. Obviously, they're going to do a big parade. So now if you break it down like this other list did and you say, we're going to take all these other considerations and, okay, then you end up with Boston as their number one destination.
Sure.
That's fine. I'm sure they had their methods. But if you just want to talk about biggest, which is what people say oftentimes, it's the biggest. Or we have the most this or the second most this. You know, another thing in Kansas City that you hear all the time, we have the second most fountains
outside of Rome?
Somewhere. And I'm like, why can't I look this up? It seems very impossible to look up. And when you try and look it up, like also, what counts as a fountain? Are you counting my mom's bird bath at her house? Does it need to be a certain size? Because I've been to big cities and it feels like just looking around, like, man, they've got a lot of fountains, and their fountains look like they're bigger than our big fountains. But I guess we didn't say we had the biggest. We said that we had the second most. So that's another one of those things. You know, now, I don't think that every city says that. I'm guessing that is somewhat unique to Kansas City trying to say that we're second or third in fountains. And I've even heard, I've seen that listed in actual articles discussing Kansas City, not just conversations that come up around a water cooler. I've heard it described that way. Oh, did you know? Interesting fact. As if it is a fact. But when you go to look it up, there's not really a committee that goes around counting fountains in different cities, as
well,
it
here
turns
you go.
Out. Now, you can find
this. World Atlas. While Rome has the highest quantity of fountains in the world, boasting over 3,000, many of these have fallen into disrepair and are no longer in use. When it comes to functional fountains, Kansas City, Missouri, in the United States can lay claim to having the most working fountains of any city in the world.
Now, this I've seen something similar.
There are
I didn't
over
see the
200
most.
Working
second.
Fountains.
I saw second most on one of those when I looked it up. But
these
it still
are
boggles
working.
My mind. Right. Where are they working? I mean, if you've been to Europe, if you know, like in France, they're obsessed with water because they thought it was going to calm everyone, prevent another revolution. So wherever I was in France, Lyon, there's fountains everywhere. There's water running everywhere. And I can't help but think, all right, how many fountains in Kansas City? Think of, obviously, there's the J.C. Nichols fountain that, you know, you can, you know, some of the big ones, but I'm just curious, like, what is the standard that we use to include it. If it's just running water, and who's counting
functional.
It? Right, and who's counting it? Who is the person? A committee of fountain counters? Yeah. I find it a little... Look, I'm from Kansas City. It'd be great if it's true. I wouldn't want it to be examined too closely. That's
over
all I'm saying.
Over 200.
So you've lived in a lot of different cities, and you were the one who pointed out to me, every city says they're the third best at this and the third best at that.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy says, here's the things that cities often say, because they're things that are hard to look up. There's not necessarily just an atlas that tells you, here's the order. So tell me if these things sound familiar. One of them is about the weather, which I thought this was funny. Our weather here is much harder to predict than just about anywhere. Or if you don't like the weather here, wait a day. How many times have you heard that just since you've lived in Kansas City? And how many times have you heard it in other cities?
Pittsburgh.
Right?
Detroit.
I'm sure.
Toledo.
Now, 20 years ago, I would have been shocked to learn this. But once you lifted that veil,
my dad would say it all the time growing up. Well, you don't like the weather? Wait 5 minutes.
Right.
It's Michigan.
Yep.
And then, when I moved out, then somebody else said, the only place I didn't hear that of all the places I've lived was Florida.
That makes sense.
No.
I figured maybe in Florida.
If they have another thing about the weather, they're like, it's raining, 4 o'clock.
Right.
Set your watch. That's exactly. It. It's going to rain at 4 o'clock. That was it. Yep.
How about this one? We have more, or we have second most.
I like Reed Phillips on the Twitch says, Casey has the fifth most geisha girls that run out of gas.
That's true. Now, that is quantifiable, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
How about this one, Lazo? We have the most, or we have the second or third most, depending on where you're living, how they might word this. We have the most locally owned restaurants. Per capita, right? I love when you throw in the per capita, too, because it's like, is someone... Who's keeping tabs on this? I mean, restaurants come and go a lot. You'd have to do these lists fairly frequently.
Yeah.
We have actually more locally owned restaurants per capita than anywhere else. And I think, that's one of those that...
There's no
we have a great food scene here.
Right.
You'd be surprised. I remember when I was a kid, the Chiefs got Steve Bono. Remember him from the 49ers? And he didn't want to come to Kansas City. And he famously said, or at least that I didn't actually look into this, but the word around the campfire at the time was that he had said... He didn't want to move here, and that the worst restaurant in San Francisco was better than the best restaurant in Kansas City. And people really took offense to that.
Okay.
And I remember a lot of talk after that about, we actually have, fill in the blank, the best.
Sure. No,
we have more James Beard award-winning chefs in one, per capita. Right. It's always something to do with per capita, or it's the third most or whatever. So I didn't know if that was one that sounds familiar to you. It certainly sounds familiar to me, though, just... Hearing people talk about food in Kansas City. Now, Kansas City is a little unique, too, though, because we tend to focus on barbecue.
People
on
Twitter,
people still get upset about this.
Has the third most consumption of canned rabbit in the country.
Well, and people will genuinely, adults, like in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, will still get upset sometimes when you say, I don't think that it's the third biggest parade, or I don't think that, there's any way to prove that
it's...
Exactly, of course.
Right.
And if you've not lived somewhere else, and that's not a shot at people who've never lived anywhere else, but you're not aware that other cities are doing the same thing.
And there are great restaurants and great chefs here.
Absolutely.
But there's not as many as San Francisco.
Right.
It's just the way it is.
Right.
I'm sorry. Like, I get it.
How about this one? There is a part of town in our city.
The one place that I think probably just claims to have everything, and they might be right. I know New York City, because it's so big and there's so many people there. But of small Vegas.
We have
more five-star restaurants than anyone.
I'll buy it.
Really? Okay, but they do.
I'll buy it.
Yeah.
We have a giant
St. Patrick's Day parade. And I'm like, I guess, because
it's Vegas.
There's hundreds of thousands of people there every weekend anyway.
Exactly.
Now put a holiday in there. And,
exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I buy that.
Other than that, everybody else is lying.
How about this one? There's a part of our town. Now, I heard this in Seattle for sure. I don't know about Kansas City. There's a part of our town that has more PhDs per capita than anywhere else in America.
Hospital Hill.
Hospital Hill. Exactly, which every town has a Hospital Hill or whatever it is.
That's it.
But we definitely had that in Seattle. I remember them saying there's more PhDs
right here.
Pill Hill, Hospital Hill.
Yeah.
What is it called here? I think they call it Hospital Hill.
I think they
here,
do.
Right?
I think it's Hospital Hill here and Pill Hill there, maybe.
Is that what it was?
Maybe, or maybe that's backwards.
What was the other thing? There was one about... in Seattle that I thought was interesting. They said it's the biggest Asian American neighborhood that's what was it? Multicultural? Because
wasn't Chinatown, it wasn't Koreatown, it was multicultural Asian.
But all living in one
area.
There's a way that they worded that, and I can't remember exactly, but it's something along those lines. It's the biggest section or the biggest amount of Asian people living together.
Multiculturally. Right.
Anywhere outside of Asia.
So, like, you could say, like, in L.A., they have Koreatown, they have Chinatown. But in Seattle, Korea, China, whatever.
Right. But
I don't actually know all of what they say lives there, but.
I don't either. Japanese. I don't remember either. I do remember going to the grocery stores there, and stuff, and it was cool. It was very different. But
right by my house, I have the highest amount per capita of Asian stores in a strip mall.
Asian stores in a strip mall.
Yeah, I don't know why did that all end up. If anybody knows what I'm talking about, at 103rd and
where you live now?
Yeah, at 103rd and what is it, Metcalf or Antioch over there? There's like a Korean hot dog place, a Korean chicken place, a Korean noodle place, a Korean haircut place.
Well, maybe
like
it's all family.
A Korean bakery, a Korean grocery store.
Could it be a family?
I don't think so.
Well, I don't know.
Also, there's a place I've never tried. Everybody's tried. It's called 92 Chicken. Like 92 different types of chicken. But I think me and the boys laugh all the time because I think the first time we drove by it was like 42 Chicken.
Wait, they changed the name?
I think they might have gotten more chicken.
When you went in, they said, we've only got 42 chicken.
No,
today.
I think the name changed to 92. I think they came up with more recipes.
Okay, gotcha. So this is just a reminder. And St. Patrick's Day turned out to be the day that I use it as an annual reminder to remind you that when you hear those things, be skeptical. When someone says, you know, our art museum, that's one that I hear
all the time.
Our art museum is actually the third best in the country, the world.
Has
it's
more
probably not.
Blank, 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 blank.
Than anyone else. It
Sorry.
has. Stop.
It's wonderful.
It's great. It's fantastic, but it doesn't have to be.
All you have to do is say, that extra
boast.
We're
lucky to have it.
That extra boast to me, and because I moved around and heard it from everybody, sounds like a third grader.
It's insecure.
You sound like a third grader. Just say, hey, I don't know if you've been there or not, but our art museum is great.
Right.
Because it is.
Yep.
We don't have to say, our art museum is great, and not only that, it has the third largest display.
No, just stop.
At that point, when anybody ever said that to me, I just go, okay.
Yep.
Stop it.
Same with the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Have fun this weekend.
It'll be great.
Enjoy yourself. It is great, but, you know, check yourself before you go around telling anyone who's visiting, like, you know.
Yeah.
Because they might have been other places. You got to keep that in mind, too. When you go to tell someone.
That's why you said it. I was like, dude, I went to Savannah.
Well, there was, like, multiple people who were saying it, remember?
Yeah.
And you're like, good Lord. Why do people keep saying
this? Well, but the thing was that you said it, and then I went, and I was like, oh, this is nice. I had a good time. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's very nice. It's a very nice thing. It's not as big as Savannah.
Right.
I literally went to Savannah. And
I'm like, what's in Savannah? No one's ever even heard of it.
The Church of Laszlo.
Doomstroll coming up, baby.
Yeah, we're going to talk
about stuff in the news.
Yeah. Where is Kate Middleton?
We got to find out.
The world wants to know so badly.
No one cares.
Well, they seem to. It's all I hear about. I was just scrolling through.
It's funny that's all you hear about because the only time I hear about it is when you talk about it.
I just was like scrolling through podcasts to listen to, and there's supposed to be news, you know, different things that are going on in the news. And all of them were about Kate Middleton. I was like, I know that there are people who are obsessed with the royal family, but it's not most people in the United States, right? Maybe overseas, but not here. Are there really that many people? And I will say, I mean, Snowcone was texting me about it the other day. He was clearly interested. I guess people just like a good conspiracy.
Yeah.
But at
what about
point,
the Boeing guy?
The Boeing guy?
He said, hey, if something happens.
The whistleblower?
Yeah, if something happens, I didn't kill myself.
Yeah, that happened while we were on break.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good conspiracy, right?
Yeah.
The long and the short of it, they call him a whistleblower. I'm not just saying that, right? They called him a Boeing whistleblower. And he ended up killing himself. So it seemed a little suspicious. Boeing's not having a great year. They've not been having a great, 5-10 years. That Netflix documentary, doors falling off of airplanes. There's other stuff going on with airplanes, too. Actually, a flight attendant tried to take an airplane down. Did you hear that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, I'll tell you about that coming up, too.
It's time to doom scroll. Slim Fast. What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Whoopies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo! Doomscroll, but you better talk about how you cannot watch porno in Texas.
I have the Pornhub in Texas story. So, because we were just talking yesterday about boycotts at South by Southwest.
But I don't think Pornhub's boycotting them, right?
Well, I mean, it certainly has nothing to do with what we were talking about yesterday so far as why the bands are pulling out of South by Southwest. But there's been a lot of talk in the last couple of years about age verification.
Right.
For porn
and
sites.
Pornhub said, you're making it unsafe for everybody. This doesn't work.
They don't like it. They didn't like it when New Orleans did it first, or Louisiana, I mean. They did it first, right? I think they did it first. They might still be the only ones who have actually enacted it. There were a couple other states that had talked about it. And in Louisiana, you have to get a state ID. You'd have to look it up, but we've looked it up in the past. It doesn't have certain information. It's really got a number. It's kind of like getting a library card. It's got a number on it that is unique to you, but only the system would know what it is. So ideally, you're supposed to feel comfortable putting it into a website because you're not putting in your name, address, date of birth, those things. You're just putting in this age verification ID that was issued to you by the state, but you're still going to have to go get one. So, I mean, that might be a little embarrassing for some people. But, yeah, Pornhub doesn't like this stuff.
People living in Texas can no longer access videos on Pornhub. The popular adult entertainment website cut off access to the state over an objection to its age verification law. When you try to log into the site explains its decision to completely disable access to Texas. It also slammed the law in question as ineffective, hazardous, and dangerous. House Bill 1181, which went into effect last year on September 1st, requires age verification measures to protect minors from being exposed to obscene materials.
So they said, unfortunately, a Texas law for age verification is ineffective, haphazard, and dangerous. Not only will it not actually protect children, it will inevitably reduce content creators' ability to post and distribute legal adult content and directly impact their ability to share the artistic messages they want to convey with it. So there you go.
And there'd been a back and forth going on for a while between Pornhub and the Attorney General's office in Texas. And according to this article, who wrote this? This was one from Today. And it says, this comes as a federal appeals court upheld a Texas law mandating that pornography platforms implement age verification measures to ensure only adults aged 18 or older can access their websites. The Houston Chronicle had initially reported that the decision followed a federal judge's decision in August that had actually ruled in favor of Pornhub, alleging that the Texas law violated free speech under the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment. Now, when users attempt to visit the adult entertainment website, they instead encounter a detailed message explaining why the website is no longer accessible. In addition to Texas, Pornhub has reluctantly blocked site access for people in other states with age verification laws, which include Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, North Carolina, Utah is the other one we talked about, and Virginia. I didn't know these other states. Well, it says it has reluctantly blocked site access. I don't know if they're currently blocked. It sounds like it, right?
Yeah.
They say, in addition to Texas, Pornhub has reluctantly blocked site access for people in other states with age verification
laws. And have
laws.
They done Arkansas, it with Louisiana, all their sites?
I would assume so.
I just don't know.
Yeah, like if it's just Pornhub.com or if it's all the other tube sites that they own, and I don't know what all they own, but I would assume it's everything that they own. But, well, I'm almost certain because in the past when this came up and we talked about Louisiana, that was part of the issue, was they said it's not just this website. Keep in mind, they own something like 80% of the traffic worldwide for
map shows
tube
where
sites.
Pornhub is blocked.
I didn't know these other states had already done this. I knew Utah was interested, and we did talk about that at some point, but I didn't know about Montana, Mississippi.
Like, you cannot watch Pornhub in these states, huh?
Yeah. Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, North Carolina, Utah.
Missouri. It says Missouri.
Well, that's not true.
It says Missouri.
You can watch Pornhub in Missouri. I mean, last I checked.
Well, then I don't know what this means, because this says...
How many states do you have on your list? Because mine...
Well, it's crazy because it doesn't say it in the list, but then on the map it has them.
Oh, because this one has 7 states. Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, North Carolina, Utah, and Virginia. Along with, of course, Texas, so I guess that makes 8. But this seems like a thing that states are doing. Look, we said when we talked about Louisiana that we understand the logic. When we were kids... You never would have said, hey, you shouldn't restrict porno magazines to people who are 18 or over. It made common sense that the gas station attendant, the smut shop employee, whatever, had to ask for an ID, that you needed to be an adult to buy those things. The internet sort of changed that, not because we thought it was appropriate for kids to suddenly look up porn, but because we didn't know how you could possibly monitor someone's age online, other than asking them, you promise you're over 18. And we know that doesn't do anything.
Right.
As far as I know, a lot of those websites still use that. You promise you're over 18. My favorite is that they've updated it slightly with the, just putting your birth date.
Under.
Yeah. And then it takes you to Disney.com. It literally, some it of does. Those will do that. You click on it, they take you to Disney.com.
Have you ever hit it just to see what happens?
Yeah, because they take you. And you can hover over it sometimes and you'll see where it's going to link you. But now they do the date of birth thing, right? If you want to look at alcohol or vaping products, tobacco, whatever, they'll say, enter a date of birth. Now are they
going
to
really,
this?
It doesn't say that it has Missouri blocked on this map. It's Newsweek.
Huh.
Unless I don't know what Missouri looks like.
Let me see. Let me take a look at your
map. It's right next to Kansas, and it's M-O, right?
It's red. They've got it red. Yeah, I don't know why. I've not heard anything about Missouri doing this, and I've not had any issues. Anyone on Twitch heard anything about this? Had any issues trying to... No, Poncho says it was on there this morning. It's not blocked.
Okay.
So, I feel like that's something that would make big news.
You would think.
Locally.
Right? You think...
I'm just saying, I understand the attempt to try and limit access to hardcore pornography.
Of course. Of course.
To adults.
What?
Limit it to adults.
Oh, I thought you said limit...
Sorry. Yeah, I know it sounded weird the way
I want
said
unlimited access for adults.
Right. Unlimited access for adults, sure.
Right.
But try and keep
kids away from
limit it to adults.
Can. I don't know how you're going to do that.
Well, I mean, I actually thought the Louisiana thing, I could see why a person might be distrustful and say, well, but they know this stuff. But if you're thinking that way, then they could already be knowing this stuff every time you go online. You've got an IP address. It's already, and if you say, well, I'm using a VPN, well, then I guess it wouldn't matter anyway, because you could just say that you're in a different state.
Where do you get this card? Just people that
that's
know
the
your
thing.
Card,
people didn't
right,
like the idea of getting the card, which I understand. But if they just say we're going to start issuing it to all adults, then I think that could solve that. Hey, once you're 18, when you come in to get
you
your
get
driver's
a porn
license,
card?
Well, it's just an ID card that says you're an adult. And like, hey, you didn't ask for it, but when you come in to get your driver's license, we give it to you at the same
time.
Yeah,
but they're going to know who it is then.
Well, that's the thing. The card doesn't have
that I know, but if they give it to me when they get my license, just tell me. Yeah, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but just call me skeptical that they don't have the two
right.
numbers
Oh,
to
no,
match.
The government, I think, would know who you
yeah.
are, of course.
Well, I don't want that.
Well, just like if you hand over your driver's license, I guess, and they scan the back of your driver's
yeah,
license to buy something.
I get it, but with the porno or whatever you're doing online, you're at least like
now, they're promising,
make
as
a
I recall,
plausible defense.
Well, and they're promising, as I recall, that they're not asking the porn sites to tell them who accessed
yeah, well,
these
I don't
porn sites. And the porn sites said that they wouldn't. Well, Pornhub acts like they don't want anything to do with any of this, so it's reasonable to think that Pornhub wouldn't be quick to say, hey, here's everyone who accessed
no, but
our site.
I also wouldn't be unreasonable to think that they wouldn't be compelled to do so.
Or that some sites might.
Will.
Or that some sites might do it. Yeah.
Right.
But I understand wanting to try. And I thought
yes.
that what they come up with was interesting. It was better than just saying, take a picture of your driver's license and we'll scan the number on the back, because that's...
Right,
obviously going to be a problem for a lot of people. A lot
yeah.
of people aren't comfortable talking about their porn viewing habits like
I don't
we
know
are.
How, yeah, I don't know how you do it.
I don't know, but I still think it's worth a shot. Try something. I don't know what Texas is doing. I don't know what their system looks like. I didn't know these other states were already doing it, so I'll have to look. Utah's, when we talked about it, was going to be very similar to Louisiana's. They were going to try and follow. So I wonder if Arkansas...
It must have been something different because Louisiana isn't blocked, so...
Right, I don't know.
You know what I mean? A Pornhub must have some sort of
maybe
argument
they,
with these other
maybe
states.
They liked
the,
maybe they liked their...
I'm saying they must be okay
yeah.
with the Louisiana one compared to the
That's what I'm saying.
The
maybe
yeah.
they liked it. And so maybe Texas and these other states aren't doing it the same way.
Well, maybe there's just so much porno consumption in Louisiana, like we can't give it up.
Right, yeah. Like, yeah, we can't just throw out Louisiana. We can boycott, but we can't boycott Louisiana.
Mm-mm.
So... I don't know. Come
how
up
long
with something.
Did that last?
Come
though?
Up with something.
How long did that last?
The boycott.
People, I have a lot of things people get pissed about. You know, right to life and yeah, shemang shemang. Man, like that. And I did kind of minimize it in a joking manner. But man, take away porno from people,
yeah.
they could get pissed here in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Like, they could get real pissed.
Quicker than a couple weeks.
Because a lot of the stuff that happens is like, you know, let's be honest, I'm not pregnant. So even if you're against it, you're like, well, I'm not going to move.
Right, because I think that everyone should have a right to choose.
Also, it's not, it doesn't affect me today.
I'm not dealing with it.
But tonight I want to watch porno. That affects me today. And tomorrow morning I want to watch it. Tomorrow afternoon I want to. That's like, you know, if they just said, hey, we're outlawing ice cream. Like, what?
It's only a matter of a couple
days.
Like,
the other stuff didn't affect me right now, and I'll get real pissed when it does. And by the way, that's not how the world should work or how we should think. I'm just saying, in pragmatic land, people are going to be really affected by not being able to watch porno.
Because it bothers them.
Right now.
Yeah. Within a very short amount of time. Like you say, it might not be today. But it's going to be soon, real soon. It's not the kind of thing that you can just sit there and wait and say, well, we might have a couple months. No, you're going to start hearing about it immediately.
Right.
Now, other websites also, I wonder what's happening in Texas with other websites. Is every website requiring me to put in some sort of age verification thing at this point? In these other states like Mississippi and Arkansas, is every website that has porn? And one of the issues that people had argued about in the past was, well, what is porn? Because remember, Louisiana had come up with some sort of formula.
Oh, yeah.
If there's this percentage of traffic that is for, you know, that's nudity or whatever, if this percentage of content that's posted and people had said, well, then what you could do, that looks like a big, big loophole that you could easily try to exploit.
Just start putting up
say, we're going to put a bunch of stuff that nobody looks at. Just right. Like if you have a bar and you say, we serve food because you got bags of chips that no one's ever bought.
On a roller.
Exactly. Then suddenly, you know, you can
and
fall into
those. Eggs. Those are my favorite bars.
Right. So now, or, you know, in certain states you say, this is a...
Also my favorite porn.
A company vehicle. Well, you're going to have to put a sticker on there that
hard-boiled
says so.
Egg porn.
Okay. So just put... Yeah, hard-boiled egg porn is pretty good. You got to be gentle. But I don't know if they ended up changing that or if that's something that Pornhub started doing. Maybe Pornhub started saying, we're gonna host a whole lot of non-pornography so that we can fall into the guidelines of this law that says,
right, sure.
Okay, we don't have to ask for... But... Because if you start saying, all right, it's not just about what all you've got hosted, it's about what people view, well, now you're really talking about privacy concerns.
Right,
because now Pornhub's going to have to turn over all of their data
on
which videos got streamed, how long they got streamed, where they were being streamed from, the whole thing.
Well, they could cover that themselves.
Yeah, sure.
They could just be, they could have, I mean, if they wanted, people would do it. If they just said, hey, in order to keep Pornhub in states and able for you to see... Everybody who logs on has to watch this 30-second video about whatever.
Right.
The news today. Right?
The
whole, toys or whatever. You got to watch it. It's like an ad.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. So here's the 30-second content that's not porno, the 5-second marijuana ad, and now you get to your porno. Congratulations. Everybody would be like, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
But I'll be back in tomorrow.
And they may have changed that.
Maybe later.
I don't know if that's actually how the law ended up being written in Louisiana or not. Now I kind of want to look up these other states and see what's going on there. All right, we got to take a break real quick, though. Remember that C3PO helmet I told you about?
Remember it.
It was up for auction?
He's gay.
Well, that was part of your discussion, as you said. Isn't he gay?
I remember. He is gay.
There's a lot of speculation that he's
gay. C3PO is gay.
Yeah. The thing you read said that he was gay and that R2-D2 was a lesbian, which was not one that I'd heard. I'd always thought that they were... a couple, that they were in love with each other. But anyhow, the helmet's been sold. I'm sure the nerds on the Twitch stream already know this. $800,000. It could have been yours.
What do you mean you're going? Where are you? Hey, wait. This is no time for heroics. Come back.
All right, serious question, Laszlo.
Yeah.
If you can't sell it, so it has not worried about selling it in the future or it being an investment. You get to have one of these two things for free. You can either have a C-3PO helmet, the one that just sold for $800,000 and was used in the movies in Return of the Jedi. You can have that on display in your house. Or I will give you a random touchdown ball that Tom Brady threw in his fifth season. Nothing special about it, just a ball that he threw.
C-3PO hat.
You take it, right?
Yeah.
Because
you said just a random touchdown ball.
Yeah, just a random touchdown ball. You know it's Brady's. Maybe he even autographed it.
Does he tell you the game?
No story about
the
game.
Who caught it? Like nothing on there? Like
and
a
certificate that says what game it was used in, I guess.
And the score?
Sure.
And he signed
but
it?
But it's a random game.
On it?
There's just a random game against the Cardinals.
I mean, the C-3PO thing, but you're getting closer.
Just making sure.
Random playoff game?
I'll just leave it at that.
Random playoff game?
No.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
You
good-looking son of a bitch.
You good-looking son of a bitch. We're going to finish doing the news.
I can't wait.
Guns in schools, good idea or bad idea? You be the judge.
I mean,
you think you're smarter than a governor of a major state?
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so either. And he seems to think it's a pretty good idea.
More guns in schools.
Well, specifically, more teachers with guns.
Oh, we're back
remember
to that.
Whole debate. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, looking forward to that. Also, Laszlo, turns out all those things that we thought, you know, we said, like, I think there's still something lingering from that COVID.
Yeah?
Yeah, it is. There's still something lingering.
Oh, really?
I'm positive. They put out this new thing today about kids, and why just kids? Why can't it be adults, too? We definitely have these things. But
okay.
Also, I know you wanted to talk about that Boeing guy. Who, the former Boeing employee?
Yeah, he got killed or something?
Well, he committed suicide. That's the official
story. It
seems
so close to that goddamn documentary we watched.
I know.
Right? I mean, he wasn't a whistleblower, but still, the murder-suicide part of it.
There's a lot of mystery surrounding it, right?
It seems so odd,
people saying he wouldn't kill himself.
I know, but would Boeing kill somebody?
Well, that seems a little hard to believe.
I mean, I don't know. How about this? I'd be shocked.
People online seem to think it's perfectly reasonable.
I get it. But it's reasonable. It seems unreasonable to me.
It does to me, too.
But completely reasonable that politicians would do it. So I don't know why I excuse Boeing from doing it, but I'm just like, I don't know. They make airplanes. They wouldn't kill people, would they? But regular people kill people all the time for a lot less.
Well, people thought his suicide was suspicious to begin with, but now we've got this interview with a friend of his that hit a local news station in Charleston. So we'll discuss that and more next.
The Church of Laszlo.
Did you see the thing about the police in Toronto suggesting, hey, you know, you should just leave the keys to your car, near the front door of your home? Because if someone breaks into your house, they really just want the keys to your car. And if they can't find the keys easily, then, you know, you risk getting into some sort of an altercation.
Well, why don't we just leave the keys
in
the car?
And these people have guns. That's what I thought. Why not just leave the keys in the car with the doors
and the key
unlocked?
Was
that's
in
what
it.
You did. Yeah.
And they stole it. They didn't come in.
They rummaged through it a few times. I know a lot of people say they leave their doors unlocked so people won't break the windows because they want to rummage through their cars, so they just leave them unlocked. You went a step further and left your key fob in the car because it had fallen under your seat somewhere, so I just imagine those kids or whoever they were, when they got into your car, they pushed the button and they were shocked. Or maybe when they opened the door, I guess your car probably dinged, huh? They probably opened the door, realize it's unlocked, and then they hear a dinging that made them think, hey, I think the key might be in this car. Anyhow, this cop said, you should just leave the key fob near the front door so people don't come looking for you and get into some sort of an altercation with you. They have guns, and you don't want to fight them over this.
To prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door. Because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. A lot of them that they're arresting have guns on them, and they're not toy guns. They're real guns. They're loaded.
I didn't think it's so crazy, but the internet went nuts with it. Hey, why are the cops telling people to just leave their keys by their door? It's sort of their job to prevent this stuff. Yeah. Instead of just saying, hey, make it easier for criminals. So the police there did backtrack now. They have said, look, you know, during one of these get togethers, an officer suggested that maybe you leave your keys by your door. Maybe that's not the best. Maybe you should get a garage, put your car in the garage, and get a security system. I like that. That was their follow up. It's like, well, I mean, I guess it's different than saying just leave your keys by the front door. Like, well, maybe you should put your car in the garage and get some cameras. You know?
Yeah.
Do that. I know they can't prevent car thefts. They can't prevent every car theft, but still, when it is technically kind of your job,
right? I guess it's not their job to prevent car thefts.
Yeah, it is to prevent property theft and harm and things like that. In a perfect world, you know, without going full Minority Report, if people were, I don't know, but obviously the guy who said it. I mean, I played you the clip. He doesn't catch himself as he's saying it. He's very matter of fact. You know, just leave them by your door because these people come and have guns.
Safety
issue. To him, it's realistic. And I don't think it's that different than leaving your car unlocked so people don't break the windows.
No, it's the same exact thing.
It's the same idea, only in this instance, he's saying if you don't, you might get hurt, killed. Someone's got a gun. They might shoot you. Yeah, okay.
But why not just leave them in it?
That's my thing.
Like, why do that? Like, because now they're in my house. What if I wake up? Like, why not just say, hey, leave your car unlocked.
Yep.
With the key fob on the seat, and if someone steals it, they steal it. That's it.
Yep, I agree. I don't understand why they didn't just take it to that place, because plenty of people in the cities are already doing that. There's plenty of people who just leave their cars unlocked, and some people might even leave their keys in their car.
I used to.
You used to. It worked for a while.
Well, then it got stolen.
I really like to imagine that guy, what happened when I like to imagine he's with a buddy. It's like
there's
two
three
of them. Okay, so there's three of them, and he's like,
I imagine
hey, this
he was going through
dinging.
My stuff, then he just hit the button and it started.
Well,
he was
I think
like,
the
oh,
door probably, when he opened it, it probably dinged like there's a fob in here. You know, like maybe he could tell he's opened enough car doors. He's like, I think the key's in here. It says press start. It doesn't say like no fob detected.
Right, yeah.
So he just gave it a shot, and boom, he's like, here we go. Throw the golf clubs out.
Yep.
We're going to need that trunk space to pee in. Why do they always pee in cars?
I don't know,
it's
but
so
they
weird.
Always do. They always pee
they
in
always
cars.
They always have to pee in your car. And the
I'm
cops
like, you're
will
driving
you.
It. They had trash everywhere.
Right.
Like, they only had it for less, I don't know, but less than 24 hours.
Yeah, it wasn't that long.
And it was just trash.
Destroyed
I'm like, you're
smell.
Driving it.
And the cops warn you that that's going to happen.
Yeah.
If we find it, it's going to smell like pee, and it's going to be a mess. It's like, why? If they stole it to have a nicer ride for a minute.
Yeah, why just eat chips and throw them everywhere?
And why are you peeing in the car? Maybe they're like, hey, we can't stop at the gas station because they've got cameras, so we'll just have to pee in the car, I guess. So there's a new study that came out, and they said a lot more kids have long COVID than they once thought. As a matter of fact, there might be about 6 million kids with long COVID. And I'm reading through this study and I'm listening
That's
to this.
That's a good name for a band, by the way.
Long COVID or kids with long COVID?
Both.
No, they're both pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Long COVID could be the band. Your first album could be Kids with Long COVID.
Yeah, that's the tour.
Or the tour. There you go. Kids with long COVID. There's your band name today. Write it down. It's free to use. I don't understand why, if there's 6 million kids with it, there wouldn't be millions of adults with it. Because you and I have thought, we've never been the same since we got COVID.
Well, Steve says on Twitch TV, says it's because the cops pee in the car. As a big joke.
I think they do.
The cops
do it. Yeah, exactly. And then they say, hey, just so you know, it's going to be a mess. I'm like, were you driving this thing?
So they just, whenever they get it, they just pee in it.
And they do burnouts. Exactly. So I don't understand why, if millions of kids have it, millions of adults don't. Because Lazo and I have thought something's wrong ever since we had COVID.
Things just aren't right.
I never lost my sense of taste or smell, though. But you didn't either.
No.
And not everyone does. But other things happened, and those other things never went away.
A new study at the NYU Grossman School of Medicine estimates up to 5.8 million young people have long COVID.
Long COVID can look different in different children, that not everybody has the same symptoms.
Common long COVID symptoms include headache, loss of taste and smell, brain fog, and pain.
Okay, pain, brain fog.
I heard that.
Pain, brain fog, and we didn't have the loss of taste and smell. What was the other one?
I don't remember.
Pain, brain fog. I can't remember now.
Really? What was
but
the first
it,
one?
It was something that we had,
I
right?
I really can't remember.
Let me see.
Headache. Loss
headache.
Of-
headache, no. Pain, brain fog. We have 3 out of 4.
Yeah. I don't have a headache.
Oh, well, right, because you've always had a headache and you don't know what it's like to not have a headache. I mean,
yes.
Have you ever called anyone and said, hey, I've never had a headache. Do you want to study me?
No, I haven't.
Like when you go to the doctor, have you ever mentioned to the doctor, hey, you know, I've never had a headache? Do they have a response to that?
Oh, I don't think you mention stuff you don't have.
I know, but you'd think that maybe because it's come up in conversations like this, hey, by the way, my friends have been wanting me to ask, or they act like it's really weird.
I will next time I go.
Ask them about it. Okay. I want to know if that's like a thing, if they say, well, you know, 2%. Because I've never met anyone other than you who says I've never had a headache.
Not for any extended
Not like I've never had a migraine. You say you've never had like
not
a headache.
Really.
Like a serious headache.
I had
headache.
A little bit of a headache this morning.
But never like a serious headache.
No,
like,
not anything where I'm like, where I see people like, like, I woke up today and I was like, my head hurt. You know, like a headache. I know what one is.
And it hurt up here?
Well, you know, like around here. Laz
was like, I know what it is. I think it hurts over here.
Like on the side somewhere over here. I was like,
it feels like pressure.
And I was like, yeah, that's a headache.
Okay.
And then I had some coffee and it stopped.
Well, I think the governor of Utah, I should say the...
So no extended period of time headache.
Right. He doesn't think he's ever had like a real headache.
3, 4, 5 minutes maybe.
The governor of Utah just signed a bill that should solve all of our guns in school problems, school shooting problems. This legislation was proposed a while back, and it got some national attention. I don't think we talked about it on the air, but we mentioned it off the air.
A Utah lawmaker is introducing a bill that would encourage teachers to carry guns in school. Representative Tim Jimenez says the Educator Protector Program would allow teachers to responsibly secure or carry a gun on school grounds. They would offer teachers $500 reimbursements to install biometric gun safes in their classrooms. Utah law allows people to carry concealed firearms into public schools so long as they have a concealed firearm permit.
All right. What could go wrong?
We got kids getting shot in schools. I got an idea. Just hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll use taxpayer money to buy really cool gun safes. We'll put the gun safes in every classroom. And then we'll make sure the teachers get the guns. And hey, I know what you're thinking. Not every teacher can afford a gun. We could buy them. Maybe we'll buy the guns for them. I know what you're thinking. There are some teachers. What about the first grade teacher, Ms. Smith? She's never held a gun a day in her life. We'll teach her how to use it.
Right.
Now what? Now I'm going to pay to teach them how to use it. I'm going to put the safes in the school. I'm going to encourage them to carry the gun. They're going to look like schmucks if they don't have one.
What if we hire a bad teacher and we give them a gun around students?
What have you ever heard of a bad teacher? A bad teacher maybe, you know, molests someone. They don't shoot people. When's the last time that happened?
Well, they don't have guns in that, so they just off.
Wait, whoa.
What?
You got to be careful, man. I'm running that button on my own today.
I don't think you can say that.
I don't think you can say that. Just listen to the headline. Utah, and imagine you live in another country, or this country. Utah governor signs a bill encouraging teachers to carry guns in classrooms.
Because that's what teachers got to, you know, that's really why they got into the teaching profession. We know we underpay them, but it's because, you know, they got into the teaching profession to be armed bodyguards of fourth graders.
That's right. That's what they wanted.
We know
they're tired of not seeing any action, frankly, because schools are getting shot up, but they're just sitting there.
What I really like to do is educate kids and then clearly shoot anybody who's coming in and try to shoot
them. Like Jarhead. You could have easily just turned all those Marines in Jarhead into teachers.
Why not?
Because all that pent up, they signed up because they wanted to see action.
You know how people always talk about, I have a better idea, and I think Kansas or Missouri could do this. You know how we say, at 18 you should have to serve your country somehow?
Yeah.
I say after you get out of the military, you have to do 2 years of teaching.
Hmm.
Right?
There you go.
Yeah, you go do 2 years of teaching. We keep running
everybody through.
The teachers
will just keep going through.
Yeah, right?
That solves the teacher
union, 2 years.
Debate, and all that stuff.
Yeah, get rid of everything. Then we just have, Army, Marine, Air Force people in there.
Because they don't need to be educated anyway because the AI will take care of it.
And by the way, all that's overblown. How can kids learn when they think they're going to get killed?
Right. Exactly.
So
when they know their teacher's not armed.
With a Marine.
Right.
What could go wrong?
Right. I know that every day I went to school, I thought, I can't believe my teachers aren't strapped. How am I supposed to learn in a place like this?
I will say I would have made fun of Doc Golding a lot less.
If you knew that there was a gun sitting
there, I wouldn't have done so much quack, quack, wada, wada.
Yeah, you'd be a little more careful, wouldn't you? A lot more.
I would have been more polite in high school, that's fair.
The Church of Laszlo.
What are we doing?
All right, we have to talk about this Boeing thing because we said we were going to talk about it, and I want to know what you think.
Okay.
I know a few conspiracy theories that you're sort of into. The moon landing is one of them. We've talked about D.B. Cooper.
I think that's true. Go ahead.
You think the moon landing didn't happen?
Of course it didn't.
Right. That's a conspiracy theory, though.
It is?
Yeah, it's a conspiracy theory
that we landed on the moon.
Well, except that the official narrative is that we landed, and other countries agree that we landed, so
the conspiracy,
I don't know exactly how it works, but I think it counts as a conspiracy theory. You think, or you thought at least that D.B. Cooper may have survived? Wasn't that one of them that...
I think maybe he could have, sure.
Maybe you were just intrigued.
I'm interested in the D.B. Cooper thing, I don't know.
Sure. And you thought that Q had the dirt on Hillary... And decided not to release the dirt on Hillary because of the damage overall that it would do to the country. But the Q was a high-ranking official in the government. Right?
I never said that.
Oh, you weren't a Q person. Maybe that was me.
No, I thought Q somehow had their hands in, what's his name? Get me Roger Stone.
Oh.
Yeah, Q could get to Roger Stone.
They were connected. So there was a connection there. Okay, okay. The election, did you think that was fair?
Yes.
Fair? Okay, all right. I'm missing one, but we may have a new one.
The Denver Airport.
Right, the Denver Airport one is so confusing to me because it's just that it's weird, right? That weird things happen there. They built it on top of a...
It's end of day stuff, man.
Right, but isn't it built on some sort of Bermuda Triangle of Colorado?
The Queen owned land there in case there's a nuclear war, yes.
Oh, okay. See, I know I've looked it up before, but and people say there's just odd things that happen there. Some people say there's a weird feeling they get just walking around the airport.
Pictures and stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot to look at.
I have to look more into it. I've been there a couple times, and I always forget that I was supposed to be looking for something. But this Boeing thing seems like it's ripe for conspiracy.
Sure.
Especially now with this new... It was already ripe for conspiracy when the story came out. Hey, a whistleblower who's been giving depositions about safety concerns at Boeing has killed himself. That was already a story in and of itself because people were like, did he? Now you've got this woman who's come forward and talked to a local news outlet in Charleston and said, yeah, I talked to him and he said this might happen. Which, if this is true, now you start to go, well, is this the conspiracy or would the conspiracy be that he actually... committed suicide, but we'll explain coming up.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yeah.
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 What do you think? Suicide cover up. Say a hit costs $125,000. That's what the internet said. Say a hit costs $125,000. Well, you may not be able to afford that, but the executives of Boeing certainly could.
Oh, of course.
Sure.
Could they have the wherewithal to get it done?
Could they
afford
to do it? Yeah. It's just a question of would they? Were they really that concerned about this guy's testimony?
Maybe. It's coincidental.
It is.
This guy's his last day of private testimony.
Yeah, so this guy worked for Boeing. I think he left the company in 2017. He was a long-time employee.
He was retired.
Yeah, he was retired. And he ended up becoming a whistleblower.
John Barnett.
Yeah. And he had said that there were some issues with the company using, again, according to him, substandard parts on the airplane instead of the parts that they should be using. Specifically, he thought there were problems with the oxygen masks when they would come down, that they wouldn't give as much oxygen as they're supposed to. They might not work at all. They might only work for this percentage of the plane. They might only work this long. Boeing denied that stuff, said there was nothing to it. But this guy filed a complaint with OSHA. And you ever filed a complaint with OSHA before?
I'm not.
Yeah, I did once. Well, I did it. Me, a coworker, and I did. I didn't actually do it. It was his idea, and he's like, "Would you, if they ask the questions, will you tell them what happened?" I said, "Yeah, sure."
Well, he says more than that. He said that he told the BBC that Boeing cut corners by rushing to get its 787 Dreamliner jets off the production line and into service.
Yes, putting profits over safety.
He gave numerous interviews describing how he complained internally to the company and what he claimed were serious safety flaws he had detected.
Yeah, those were the main things, though, I think, that he went over was the substandard parts, stuff with the oxygen, and there could have been more to it, but the point is he was saying they were cutting corners when they shouldn't have, and they were doing it to save money, and they knew that they were doing it, which is never good, especially when you're talking about an airplane, right? And an airplane that's already had quite a few bad headlines, let's just say, in the last few years. So he was doing these interviews. He'd been testifying or doing depositions about this stuff, and he ends up dead. Now, a friend of his had called for a welfare check. Said, "Hey, I haven't heard from John." Oh,
Now in the New York Post, they say his lawyers.
Because one of the guys that they named was a friend named Rob. I don't know if he's one of the lawyers. They do talk about the lawyers in this article, but the point is they had asked the police to go do a welfare check. He was staying at this hotel because he'd been giving these depositions. And when the police arrived, they found his car in the parking garage there, and they found him inside the car. Now, originally, the local news down there had reported that one of the employees at the hotel had heard what they thought was a pop about an hour before the cop got there, presumably the gunshot, and that when the police looked into the car, it looked like he had committed suicide. He had a gun still in his hand with his finger still on the trigger. He'd suffered a gunshot wound to the head, and they said that there was a piece of paper on the passenger seat that they described as possibly a suicide note. But there was never any follow-up that I've seen so far about the suicide note.
Yeah,
just it was a piece of paper, which lots of people have pieces of paper.
Sure.
So
it says the alarm, just to clarify, the alarm had been raised by Barnett's lawyers when they couldn't reach him on the phone and requested a welfare check.
Okay, so they're the ones.
A hotel staff member found Barnett's body in the truck while responding to the welfare check request.
Oh, the cop wasn't there. Okay, they alerted
police. Who found him still clutching a pistol with a gunshot wound to his head.
Yeah. So, I mean, it looks like a suicide, right? You got the finger on the trigger. Now, the problem is you're a whistleblower for this giant corporation, and you're a whistleblower claiming that this company was cutting corners when it comes to people's safety. That's already kind of ripe for a conspiracy. But then the story got new legs when a family friend got in touch with, or they got in touch with this family friend, I don't know how it worked, but got in touch with a local news outlet in Charleston and did an interview over the phone with reporters there and said that she's a family friend and that she knew Barnett and that they had discussed what was going on with Boeing at get-togethers. It had come up several times. And she even said, alluded to and said that Barnett had said, if something happens to me, they'll try and make it look like a suicide. Now, if that's true, man, you really got a serious conspiracy theory.
He says the aerospace giant retaliated against him when he blew the whistle on unsafe practices. For more than 30 years, Barnett was a quality manager. He'd recently retired and moved back to look after his mom in Louisiana.
He wasn't concerned about safety because I asked him, I said, aren't you scared? And he said, and his voice and the way he would talk, no, I ain't scared. He said, but if anything happens to me, it's not suicide.
I'm scared.
I know that he did not commit suicide. There's no way.
Okay, now, you hear that a lot. There's no way this person committed suicide. Right. They had too much to live for. They were so happy. They were making plans for their future.
You never know anybody.
You hear people say, don't do that. You shouldn't do that because that doesn't mean much.
Well, meanwhile, an employee who works at a Holiday Inn where Barnett was found dead in the parking lot told the Post Barnett ate a quesadilla, drank a Coke, scrolled on his phone, and seemed fine. Says, I didn't think of him at all until I heard the news the next day. He didn't seem upset.
Right. I mean, what signs would you be showing when you're eating your lunch
I don't know, maybe a bigger tip?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you think this is it, a little
stressed, like, you look worried, maybe? Or
yeah, but stressed enough that someone quiet. That just sees you eating would notice? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know
again,
either, but,
They always include that stuff, like, he seemed fine. Which, maybe he was. Maybe someone killed this guy. The big thing here, though, is whether or not he actually said, if anything happens to me, it's not suicide. I listened to her whole interview. She goes on for a while talking about how she knows him. She's a friend of the family. Talks about some of the discussions they'd had about Boeing and the testimony that he was giving in the interviews that he'd been doing. And when she gets to that part about, no, I ain't scared. No, I'm fine. But if anything happens to me, it ain't suicide. Well, I mean, that's certainly the takeaway. That becomes the headline. Family friend says that they spoke to Barnett before he died and that he said, quote, if anything happens to me, it's not suicide. But it takes her a while to get to that part, and she's talking about how he seemed like he wasn't scared, and she's talking about how he doesn't seem like the kind of person that would kill himself. Now, there are other people, though, like his niece, who has said, I think he probably killed himself. He was not the same person that he had been before all this. The interviews, they say Boeing had come down hard on him. This whole thing had been extremely stressful for him, and that he was a total wreck after doing the testimony and the interviews with different networks, BBC, like you said, and CNN and all these different outlets, that Boeing had really gotten to him and that he was not himself and that he seemed incredibly stressed out.
What do you mean, like?
I don't know. I don't know what that means. You know, like probably saying, hey, if you keep talking, we'll sue you. I don't know.
Right.
I really don't know. I think that maybe they just mean in general that whenever you go after a big company, I'm sure they don't make it comfortable for you.
Right.
And that they're saying, she's saying at least, and she wasn't the only one. There was someone else. His niece said that she, you know, thought that she didn't come right out and say, I think he committed suicide. But she said that she wasn't shocked, basically. She said he used to be a fun uncle, and that after all this, he became extremely stressed and depressed. In recent months, his ex-employer was in the news.
All right, so
he battled a lot.
He certainly could have, but why now? It was the final day of testimony.
Yeah,
like it just seems like an odd time. Unless he was like all this, unless you know,
unless it was done right. If they're like, if he's like, I said all the important stuff I had to say. They did say, didn't they say? Did I read that his wife had passed away? That she worked at Boeing too. She had worked at Boeing too. I thought maybe I read somewhere that she had passed away.
Steve Chancellor. Does that name ring a bell?
No.
It shouldn't. Steve Chancellor, who has written two books on staged crime scenes and runs Second Look Training and Forensic Consulting, said that when someone dies by suicide, the gun only remains in the person's hand 25% of the time.
I've seen that on True Crime.
The mere fact that the gun was in his hand, I would pay attention to that.
But 25% of the time.
He says because many times
when someone is trying
to make it look like a suicide, they make that mistake and they put the gun in the hand.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that too. But the thing is that it can also remain in the hand. He obviously says 25% of the time. So that's pretty.
You wouldn't bet on 25%.
No, but it's not enough to say like the gun's in his hand, that's a dead giveaway.
Well, he didn't say that.
No, I'm saying that's
what he would pay attention to.
You wouldn't say. Right. You'd go ahead and pay attention to it.
Yeah,
sure.
Take a little look at it.
But in some instances, when they kill themselves, when they shoot themselves in the head, I've heard that the hand can actually lock, on, like it tightens on the gun, and the grip can actually tighten, and so they do hold on to the gun. I didn't know it was 25% of the time, but that it does happen. So 25% is not, it's not the same as like 1%. That's all.
No,
I'm
but
saying it's still.
It's not the same as 50% either.
No, it's not, but it's
still certainly not the same as 99%.
It's not
lower than 50-50.
It's not the weirdest part of the story.
I mean, I can
do
math. I'm not good at it, but out of 1 out of 100, 25 is on the lower side.
I got you. I'm with you. But it's
as
one
you keep
of the,
saying, like it's not one. It's not, but it's closer to one than it is 100.
Sure,
it's actually a lot closer to one than it is 100.
I'm saying
it's
one of
quite
the,
a bit.
It's one of the. We can consider it, but I would say of all the things that make this story ripe for conspiracy, it's down a little bit. It's down the list.
I think you have to put them all together.
You do. I'm just saying.
Oh, he made powerful enemies. Oh, he was in his last day of testimony against Boeing. Oh, the waiter said he seemed cool.
Oh, the friend supposedly says, if anything happens to me, they'll make it look like it's not suicide.
The gun only stays in the hand 25% of the time when somebody's shot.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, put all that together.
Yeah.
Huh?
You got a conspiracy theory here. So
yeah,
I'm asking you, if you had the answer machine, the God machine, and you could bet money on it, and if you got the right answer, you'd win.
FanDuel?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you
got? I can handle this.
Yeah. Do you think he killed himself, or do you think? I would say in a lot of instances that I would lean towards he didn't kill himself, except that it's Boeing, and I don't know why, but like you kind of said this earlier, I think. If it was some sort of political scandal, I'd say he probably got killed.
Right.
I don't know why Boeing seems less likely to me to just be sending people out there to put hits on people, and also like maybe they could have done it sooner.
Well, the other thing that plays into suicide is that if you are going to whack him, why not whack him before
That's
he testified anything?
Yeah, do it sooner.
Right. And I mean, not even like, you know, before this week when he was doing the private testimony. Like, you don't want to whack him when he's scheduled to do a BBC interview.
No.
Whatever, let's see what this guy has to say. But during this private testimony, if he's at the Holiday Inn and you were going to kill him, then you just kill him before he makes any testimony.
Right, before anything is official and on the record.
Yeah.
And also, if you're doing it at a hotel, I would assume that the police have access to security cameras. Everything's on camera now. So they're going to be able to see if someone was coming, if someone was going. Now, it doesn't mean that his car was covered by a camera. But I'm sure that the thing is, if they would say, hey, that note was a suicide note, here's what it said, that might help some people. It's not going to help everybody, maybe not even most people. But it might help some people if they say, here's the note, here's what it said. The fact that they originally reported that it looked like a suicide note, and now they're not talking about that anymore, I think that hurts, too, because although it's a fairly simple explanation that, like we said, you could have paper in your car. A lot of people have papers in their car. Mm-hmm. And that if somebody saw it, an employee saw a piece of paper sitting there, and a dead guy, they thought, oh, gun in hand, shot in the head, there's a piece of paper there, probably a suicide note. So they say that. The media says it appeared to be a suicide note, thinking that it appeared to be a suicide note because it said something like, dear loved ones, to my family, something like that, instead of just being a piece of paper that was laying on the passenger seat. And maybe it was a suicide note. They're not saying that it wasn't yet. They haven't updated anybody.
Right.
So it started off weird. Whistleblower testifying against Boeing, kills himself.
I lean towards murder.
Now you've got more. You lean towards?
I lean towards it.
Yeah, I feel like I do too, but I hate to, you know.
I mean, just with the information I got, I mean, there's enough
there's
for
so
me to go like, man.
Yeah.
If I was a juror and they said, can you honestly listen to all the information and make, you know, I'd be like, yeah, I can. I'm that close that I'm like, yeah, you know, I'll listen to what everybody says. I haven't made my mind up.
Okay, well, remember that documentary we watched on Netflix that you referenced earlier about the reporter who was trying to write the book? His brother was interviewed in that a lot, and his brother was the one that said, I talked to him at dinner, and he had said that he felt like people were out to get him if anything happened to him. I felt like his brother was fairly reliable. I trusted him. Maybe it's because he's a doctor.
Sure.
Maybe it's because he was his brother, and I knew he knew him really well.
But he was also somewhat skeptical.
He was, yes.
Well,
and I'm not saying
like,
that
I don't know what happened. I mean, so that made it easier to believe him, I'm saying, is because he's like, well, that could have happened. I don't know.
Right.
I know what happened. He was like, I don't know what happened.
And by the way, that didn't, in the end, didn't end up influencing too much whether or not I thought that guy killed himself or was killed. But my point being that he seemed reliable. This woman calling into the news seems a little less reliable. Her relationship is a little less clear. Just saying, like, I'm a friend of the family. And maybe she, you know, maybe there's more details. Maybe they've said now, no, this is how she's a friend of the family. But I listened to her interview and the description of, I'd see him at get-togethers. It wasn't quite the same as the brother saying, he was my best friend and my brother. We talked all the time.
Right.
The last time I saw him, she's talking about how, you know, I'd ask him if he was nervous. Oh, hell no, I ain't nervous about nothing. Just the way that she worked it in later into the conversation almost felt like an afterthought. It made me, did he actually say that to you? That's all.
Well, why would she say it if she didn't?
Yeah, she's on the news and she can tell us what they're going for. I mean, the woman that was interviewing her is
like, an odd thing to just come up with.
I know.
He told me. Well, why would you say, I know they are, but that seems even more of a stretch.
To get your 5 minutes.
You're like, oh,
minutes.
Damn, he killed himself. Like, if it was you, I'd be like, damn, he killed himself. I wouldn't be like, you know what? I'm going to say.
Well, if you think I didn't
do that.
If you think, now, not you, but if someone thinks they didn't do it, there's no way. He was so happy. But you know that's not going to be enough to get people's attention. Then maybe you throw in he was worried about something like this happening. I'm not saying
that's
she
a
did.
Stretch, though.
I'm just saying
doesn't that seem like
she
a stretch?
She seems a little less reliable to me than the brother.
I'm with you.
That's all.
But that does seem like a stretch to throw that out in conversation.
It does. But
like,
if you
I'll
listen
tell you
to
what he told me,
saying,
I'd be like,
so he told you that
I mean,
he was
that's
worried
a direct,
about this.
He told me, if something happens to me, I didn't commit suicide.
Yeah.
That seems like, wow,
suicide.
Okay, that's a big deal.
If he said that, if I believed her that he said that, that's a very big deal.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess I mostly do. It's just like everything, there's a little bit of doubt there. It certainly looks like,
because I would call Boeing and I'd be like, hey,
I'm sure they'll give you a straight answer.
I would call them and be like, hey, I'm friends with him. I will say that if anything happens, he committed suicide. He told me we were drinking. I'm thinking about killing myself. I was like, yo, bro, you should get some help. And he was like, all right, I'm going to go. And last I knew, he was going to see somebody.
Maybe that's what
this is. I checked in on him a couple times, but, you know, anything other than that, you know, I didn't want to push it, but he said he was good. I thought maybe he was talking to somebody. I had no idea.
Well, maybe
I wish I would have done more.
She might end up being a disgruntled
Boeing
employee.
I will testify to that, Boeing, if you need it.
Yeah, and if they don't offer, pay me $100,000, then I'll say it.
Of course.
And then if they say no, then I might just be calling the news and saying that I'm a friend of the family.
I may have misunderstood what he said.
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
What's going on?
I'm trying to change my email password. I got logged out again. We're done, right? That's a show, and it's almost St. Patrick's Day, so you got big plans for the weekend?
I don't. Do you?
No, but there's plenty to do. I've heard that Kansas City has second or third biggest neighborhood St. Patrick's Day parade.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Maybe it's a combination with fountains. Maybe it's the fountains and the barbecue restaurants. There's something there, some sort of statistic. It's good for St. Patrick's Day. I know that. And I love St. Patrick's Day. I'm Irish. I'm as Irish as they come.
Tickle me.
I'm Irish.
There you go.
You're not Irish at all?
Yeah, I think I do have a little Irish-English in me.
Which side of the family?
It's got to be my mother's.
But neither side of your mom or your dad, neither one of them were big into whatever their heritage was. It wasn't something that they talked about much. Yeah.
My dad didn't even really know he was Jewish.
Yeah. I know.
Everybody speculated about it. They're like, your dad, really?
Because it's like my dad. They always think they always said, like, he's Norwegian. And I'm like, how do you know he's adopted? But it was something that people speculated, so I wonder if he was. I don't know.
Well, you should do a 23andMe.
Nah. Doesn't it cost money?
For you, 24.
Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. Real nice. Real nice. You got a kick out of that, didn't you?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Steve Chancellor, good show. Stay positive, kids. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.